Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you've got a new release and you're heading out on tour. Great. But now what?
This is where a publicist or a PR firm comes in. But what is a publicist and what can they do for you?
Hey, how's everyone doing? From Original Antic, I'm singer-songwriter Marcin Novelli from Canada.
And I'm music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland.
And you're watching B-Sides, a show empowering musicians with knowledge and advice. If you're new here, subscribe.
So today we're going to be talking about the misconceptions some artists have around PR and what the benefits of PR really are.
Yeah, I think depending on the scale of your PR campaign, publicity doesn't necessarily get you fans, which might be a huge shock to some people. But a lot of artists I've spoken to and we've had on the show, and myself included, not sure how much we've actually grown our fan base specifically from being in a newspaper or magazine or interviewed or whatever. But what it does, it kind of does build your brand and it builds the content that people can go and learn about you. And it does, in a weird way, I guess it builds your exposure. People tend to take you a bit more seriously, I guess, if other legitimate sources of media are taking you seriously, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's what I found as well through talking to a lot of artists. They've said that the main benefit they've received isn't that they've built a fan base. It's more that they are in front of new people. They're building sort of awareness of their name. And I found that I sometimes see bands' names about five or six times before I check them out. And that's all down to the fact that they've got PR. They've been maybe performing on TV. They've had radio interviews, magazine interviews, blog interviews. And seeing that name enough makes you want to check them out. So
exactly.
It's kind of a long game.
They become familiar.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, and it does, like you said, raise credibility as well. So I think a lot of venues, for example, will want to see that you're getting written about by reputable publications. So
yeah, it just makes you stand out a little bit more from the crowd of the people who are not getting that sort of publicity. You know, like you said, Ross, credibility raises awareness, but it just makes you seem a bit more legit.
Yep.
As simple as that. But again, you know, I if there's a new album coming out, I'm definitely, or, you know, if from one of my favorite artists, I'm definitely looking into it, reading articles about it, reading interviews, because I want to know everything about it. So, you know, there's only so much you can just go online and talk about your own album. I think the fact of having somebody else ask you about it is just more interesting because, you know, there might be things that they ask you that bring out some, that disclose a bit more about the album that maybe you would have done on your own if you weren't asked that, you know, so there's so much to get into on that. But I think before we dive in any further, you know, for anyone who doesn't quite know what a publicist is, just to kind of give them a small little explanation, a publicist is your middle person between you and, you know, any sort of media. You know, you can sit there and contact these publications on your own, but have fun doing that because it's all about relationships, right? So they really take the time to build these relationships so that on your behalf, they're contacting, you know, the right pieces of media and the ones most likely, I think, that are going to take on what you're doing. So never underestimate the importance of hiring a publicist, the right publicist, you know, in order to get your name out there.
Yeah, because essentially, if you're doing the PR yourself, you're reaching out to these publications. More often than not, you don't have a relationship with them. So it's a very cold contact that you're going in with. And they don't have any, I guess, incentive to really open that email and really check out what you're doing. Whereas if you have hired a publicist who already has a relationship with these outlets, they already have some level of investment or interest in that publicist. So they're more likely to at least check it out. It doesn't guarantee that they're going to write about you, but it does at least kind of put you on that next step up. So you're slightly more likely to get a feature or some interest from this publication.
And it's not even, you know, they just get so much sent to them. That's the thing that to remember, especially the larger the publication, the larger the television show, the larger the radio show, it doesn't matter what it is. they just get a lot sent to them. So they're going to, if they get a flood of 100 emails a day, they're going to open the ones from the publicist that they know, that they have a relationship already with. And, you know, that's just going to help you stand out because you have someone on your behalf saying, hey, I'm putting my reputation online to tell you about this artist. You know, every artist thinks they're the best. So, of course, you're going to, you know, send out saying, I'm awesome. And I'm sure that works in maybe a small scale. I would say start out doing your own press, 100%. I mean, if you're a newer band or artist, don't hire publicists right out the gate. Just do not do that. You know, first start contacting your local newspapers, your local magazines, things like that. Things that are in your area to build kind of a homegrown little following. I would strongly suggest that. That's how I got my start with any press. Many years ago was, you know, the Hamilton magazine that we have here called View. And we also have a Hamilton magazine. I was in that. But, you know, that's hopefully your hometown is what's going to support you first. And then you can start building momentum by showing on your website or wherever that you've had some press, and then maybe slowly expand outside of that until you're in Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants to be in the big ones. They all want to be in Rolling Stone. They want to be in Pitchfork. And I think that's something that publicists say they get asked all the time is like, can you get me in, you know, this magazine? And one thing to bear in mind when you're working with a publicist is there are no guarantees. You are paying them for their effort. You're paying them for their relationships, but they can't guarantee that someone's going to write about you. So you have to have a realistic expectation when you go in. And I think that that's in some ways one of the benefits of doing some PR yourself initially is I think it gives you an appreciation for the work that goes into it. And realizing that it's not easy. It's all about contacting the right people at the right time, following up at the right time, knowing when to follow up and when not to follow up. And there's so many different things, and it really is a skill combined with the relationship building that makes a publicist good at what they do. But doing it yourself really will give you an appreciation for just how much goes into it and justifies why you're paying someone else to do it on your behalf.
Hence why you've got to choose the right time to do that. You know, so don't just hire a publicist at any point. You have to do it when you have something to promote. You know, you have a new album coming out or, you know, you're heading out on tour. Those are usually the two. And when I say album, I mean, that could be an EP or even a single. But usually it's an album or an EP or touring or something really of merit that you need to basically shout out to the world. You know, not everything you're doing is as interesting as the other things that you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So really shuffle through that and think about the most important things you're doing. And I think to really make the most of your money, if you could schedule a tour, which usually is the case, around the same time as an album that you're releasing, then that just kind of, it's one campaign you'll be doing with the publicist. You won't pay extra for that. They'll be able to promote your release while also saying, and they're on tour here, you know. That helps them actually target the cities that you're on tour, which helps you get into, helps you get press if you're touring in that city that you're trying to pitch to. So that's something to keep in mind, too. You have to have something to promote. You're not just going to promote your band. And think about it. You know, think of any artist that you're into. They're not usually doing interviews unless they have something that they're promoting, you know. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
And but I think that's probably a good place for us to wrap up. We'll keep this short and sweet here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd love to hear about your PR experiences and, you know, what results you've had from any campaigns you've done, either with a publicist or on your own at any level. Please share in the comments. And and if you have any questions about PR that you'd like us to answer, just get in touch and Ross will do all the answering.
Well, Ross, we'll try. I mean, it's a huge subject. It's a huge subject. So there's plenty more that we could dive into. So yeah, please do let us know if there's anything more that you'd like. But if you want more from us, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you want to pick up one of our shirts, visit our website and use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order.
That's right. Not 5%. Not 10%. Not 15%. But 20%. Woo! That was for you, Ross.
Thanks, man.
This episode was brought to you by Social Surge, your source for social media marketing and online music promotion. Check them out because they do what, Ross?
They keep the show alive. And that's if you would like to sponsor the show and become an official Bridger, you can join us on Patreon from as little as $1 per month. I don't know why I forgot that there. Just not only will you be able to showcase your band or brand to our amazing audience, but your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
And we are incredibly excited about our patrons. It's a little community that we have going on here, but they truly are allowing us to keep doing these shows. You know, their support every time we release one of these videos, whether it be an interview, a B-sides episode, like the one you're watching now and tuning into now, or an encore, whatever the crazy things that we're doing here, 20 questions, you know, they are directly supporting us. So thanks for tuning into this. Absolutely. We appreciate that. And if you want to take that extra step to just make sure that we can keep doing this every week for you, just go over to patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic and you can support us directly. Anyways, that is it for B-Sides.
Yep. Thanks for watching and we will see you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.